from my heart and from my hand. Why don't people understand my intention?
Computer running slow.
I'm waiting.
Caught a virus? Does your computer seem to have a life of its own?
Malfunction. Need input.
The computer guru is here.
My God,
call in now, 751-1041. That's 751-1041.
Now it's Mike Swanson,
your computer guru.
On 1041, The Truth.
Tucson's News Talk FM.
I
want a drug called Charm Machine. It's not available. If you try it once, you'll die. Your face will melt off. You control the beat over your throat body. Over your throat body.
You love to party.
What's not to love? There are flowers on me. Decker and Richard look like droopy-eyed armless children. That's how I party. That's how I party. I was banging 7 gram rocks. That's how I roll. Winning. I had one gear. Go. Epic winning.
Are you my partner?
I'm by winning.
The Computer Guru Show.
Oh, man.
I had to throw some Charlie Sheen in at the beginning of the show just because...
Well, everybody else is talking about him. Why not?
Wow, that dude's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had first watched the interview. I had been hearing about the interview for...
A week or whatever.
And I'd actually never seen the interview. And so I decided to go ahead and watch it. And then Randall comes in the other day and he's like, they auto-tuned it. So, yeah, we're going to throw that in there. And it turns out... I've got tiger blood.
Yes, a tiger blood, do you? I hear that they're actually making tiger blood, they're going to make an energy drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called tiger blood.
It's going to make you nutty.
Yeah. Wow. You know, here's my thing. In that interview, he says he's off drugs. He's been off drugs for about a month or something like that. And
right.
They had him do a drug test there and everything. If that's Charlie Sheen off drugs,
wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, he needs some if that's him off drugs.
Oh, man, maybe it balanced him out. I don't know. Yeah. Wow.
All right, if you'd like to be part of the show, 751-1041. We'd love to help you out with whatever technology issues you may be having. Yeah.
Or Charlie Sheen issues you might be having.
I don't know if anybody's really having any Charlie Sheen
issues. Well, you know, there's a couple of girls in L.A. that probably did. Never mind.
You know, it's nobody here.
Yes.
Well, okay. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm not having Charlie Sheen issues.
No, that's okay. All right. Crystal has avoided the Charlie Sheen issues.
Good.
That's good to know.
Wow.
So... the big thing in the news this week, it's all Apple stuff.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Apple's been doing all kinds of interesting things.
Yes, they
one
have.
Of which, the iPad 2. Secondly, there's a pre-release out for OS X Lion, which is it's going to be 10.7.
Right.
And that looks pretty interesting as well.
Well, is Lion going to be any different? I mean, I know from Leopard to Snow Leopard, I mean, it was eventually essentially the same.
Except for you get an iOS interface.
Ooh.
So...
so Lion's going to have the App Store, obviously.
Right, and you're going to be able to actually do the same things with your icons and desktops, put them together, make folders. It's going to there's an option to do that. It's not a mandatory interface.
Right, right.
And you can switch to that. Some of the biggest changes are coming in the way that they're using touch.
Okay.
So if you use like all four fingers and pinch, then it right. switches interfaces. If you use three fingers,
so they're multi-touch pads that they
right,
have.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of the changes are going to be in how you interact with it as far as the touch is concerned.
Right, right.
But it looks pretty interesting.
Well, it'll be cool to look at.
There's some very significant improvements in things like the Finder,
right,
or the Spotlight search.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're taking a page from the PC playbook and saying, well, some people want to be able to search for certain types of files and then a name within that type of, you know, that subset,
right,
which you couldn't do previously, which is kind of a bummer. Because, when, like, say, for instance, you had a whole bunch of documents and a whole bunch of pictures that had the same names. You
wanted to search it out through just .doc or whatever it is.
Right, and you couldn't effectively do that previously in the Spotlight search.
I see.
So that's going to be massively improved. Now, the iPad 2, lots of hype about the iPad 2. It's fairly nifty.
I got to tell you, you know, for the same amount of money that the iPad 1 was, I mean, if it was more money, I'd be like, I don't know. But for the same amount of money, it's a pretty cool little deal. I mean, I used it today. I checked out the FaceTime. My wife has a new iPhone 4, and so she has FaceTime. So I FaceTimed with her and saw the kids and everything like that. It was really cool. And the microphone seemed to pick up really well, even though Mike told me I was yelling into it. But, you know, I just yell all the time anyway. So, no, but it seemed really good quality as far as cameras go over a Wi-Fi.
He was like, he's got this thing out at arm's length.
Can you hear me?
He's like, how's the sound? Can you hear me? And they're like, yeah, we can hear you just fine.
I can hear you without the microphone, gosh.
9 miles away.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so the iPad 2 is sort of big news. Now, of course, just like the iPhone 4, there's some issues with some of the screens.
Yeah, the bleed over.
Are you getting some light leaking around the edges? They're attributing to that to the actual bonding agent that they use to hold the glass onto the front not being dry yet.
Right.
Okay, I can sort of go with that. But it tends to cause some yellowing or distorting of the screen colors when you have that problem.
Is this primarily, I mean, does it matter which color that you got, or does it matter, you know, or regardless? Well, now, they actually did release the white ones. I saw them. They were there.
I don't think that they didn't specify in what I was reading.
Right. You know, what's funny is when I was standing in line for this yesterday, the people behind me, they were like, oh, well, because they're handing out tickets, and you had to choose which iPad you want. So the people behind me, they were buying like 12 iPads or something like that. I mean, like two per person was allowed. So they're buying, you know, each person's buying like two.
Right.
And they're like, well, they're asking the people, can we see what the white ones look like? Because they don't have them out yet. They were just going around asking which one they wanted. And they're like, no, we don't have them on, you know, you'll be able to see them inside, but by that point it's too late. You have to make your choice now.
Right.
So the guy's like, well, I'll just have faith in Apple. It looks nice. I'm like, I still want to say, yeah, just like having faith in that the iPhone 4 and white will come out too, right?
Well, speaking of standing in line.
Yeah, what about it?
It turns out that a lot of people turned that into a job yesterday.
Oh, dude.
There was ads on Craigslist and on other places.
Really?
Where people were offering to stand in line for you from anywhere from $100 to $1,000.
Dude, I had the extra ticket, dude. I should have sold that on Craigslist.
So, the interesting part about this is that there was a girl that was camped in line in Manhattan.
Right.
Since Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Camped in line, was first in line for the iPad 2, had no intention of buying an iPad. She just sold her spot in line for $900.
Are you kidding me? $900? Right. And then this guy, whoever bought it, turned around and spent $600 on the iPad or however much?
Right.
Wow.
So,
I want to get paid for standing in line.
Well, the next time Apple releases something, go
stand
in line.
You should let me know, because I never know.
All right, I'll let you know.
Let me know ahead of time so I can go stand in line and get paid.
Well, the people at the line, that's where I was, at the La Encantada. The first person that was there showed up at 6 o'clock yesterday morning. Now, I'm sure they would have showed up far sooner than that, but La Encantada doesn't let you line up overnight.
Right.
And they, like, run you off, like, get out of here, we're too better, do good for you.
Well, I wouldn't want a whole bunch of people hanging out.
Yeah,
either,
of course. So. I mean, come on, look at the stores. Look at the stores they have at La Encantada. You know, those stores, the owners don't want people hanging around there.
Nope.
I mean, come on. I mean, you got Tiffany and Company, they don't want that.
Well, yeah, they've got a whole bunch of armed security guards.
Yeah.
So standing in line apparently can be lucrative. So
right.
Next time that there's, a launch.
You know, it's funny. When I was working at the big box stores years and years ago when the PS3 was released, there was a guy, the first guy standing in line, he started waiting in line about a week ahead of time. And he didn't actually buy the PS3. He actually sold his spot for like $1,200. So
that's
somebody
amazing.
Can get the first PS3. I mean, that was a bigger demand than the iPads at the time.
Just amazing.
It boggles the mind. It really does.
So, did you go out and get yourself an iPad 2 yesterday or any Apple devices? Because we're going to talk pretty much about Apple stuff today. If you have PC questions or issues or any type of computer problem and you want to talk about it, give us a call, 751-1041. We'll help you out. we never hold everybody on topic.
No.
Just doesn't work
that way. We
hold
ourselves on topic.
What? What are we Ooh. Talking about?
Yeah, go away.
All right, so.
Oh, nice.
I am by winning.
You are by winning.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Crystal's having fun.
Very nice, Crystal. So if you want to be part of the show, 751-1041. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to answer your phone calls and talk more about interesting stuff as far as Apple is concerned. It's they're definitely holding down the news this week.
They
but
are.
They do that every year.
Yeah,
so
of course.
It's at that time of year. This is a Computer Guru Show on 1041 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM. Welcome back to the Computer Guru Show. My name is Mike, here to deal with your technology needs and treat you like a real person in the process. Give us a call, 751-1041, if you'd like to be part of the show. This week we're sort of talking about a whole bunch of Apple stuff that's coming out.
We are?
Yeah.
Yeah. iPhone, iPad 3 coming out in November?
It is not coming out in
That's
November.
The rumor, right?
There's no way.
Man, if they did that, they would burn so many of their customers. They would never go back.
It ain't happening.
I sort of hope they do.
It's not happening. I might see an iPhone 5.
Oh, yeah. iPhone 5 will definitely be out by November.
All right, but I don't think that they're going to do
it. Will it be 4G, though? That's the trick.
Well, it better be.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so let's go ahead and take some calls here. If you'd like to be part of the show, 751-1041. Let's talk to Ted. Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. Just a quickie. I've been using Avast for about 6 or 8 months. And yesterday when I started up my machine, you know, the usual Avast thing comes up, you know, updating your virus protection, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And right on top of it was another red one that said, hey, your free trial is about to expire.
Okay.
What's with that? I thought it was free.
Well, they are free, and you can re-register. Of course, they do want to pressure you into purchasing their version, their paid version. But it's a very small option.
It's a very small button. It'll say no thanks, continue with free trial or something like that.
Okay, there was an update button on the red icon that showed up, but it didn't work.
How do you mean?
Well, I kept clicking on it and nothing would happen.
That's interesting. And you didn't see the option for like no thanks and all that?
No, let me bring it up right now.
Okay.
I'm sitting here at the machine.
That would be great.
You know, while he's doing that, I'm looking at pictures of the iPad lines in New York and San Francisco. Man, this was crazy. I mean, the one here wasn't this bad by no means. This was nuts.
Apparently, there was all kinds of reports of people threatening each other.
Well,
violence.
I can imagine. I mean, it looks like a freaking riot outside out front of that store. I mean, man alive.
Violence for an iPad.
Yeah.
Says registration will expire soon. Now they do have a re-register button. Let me see if it works today.
Okay. It'd be nice if it worked today.
Yeah, no kidding.
It did work.
There you go.
Excellent.
Problem solved.
Well, it says it wants me to buy something, though. Here it is. Stay with free.
There you go. It's a very small button. You got to look for that button.
Got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Not a problem.
Thanks. Yeah, as always, the free button is way smaller than the buy it button.
Yes. They usually hide it behind another button. No, I'm kidding.
Well, let's take another call. If you'd like to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. 751-1041. Let's talk to John. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Looking at setting up a wireless system for the house, actually upgrading it, is there any difference between a wireless N router and a wireless G router?
Yes, it's a different letter. No.
Don't be like that.
No, it's the N routers are, on paper, they're faster.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think the N's being faster. I never tried to tell people that N's are faster because your regular G is always faster than
As
the
I said, on paper, they're faster.
Yeah, but... Okay.
Okay.
Don't argue with me.
Hey, quiet.
But in reality.
In reality, all they do is give you a little bit better signal boost.
Yeah, you're a little better range. I would say that if you're in the market for a new router, right, you would probably want to go at the end just so you don't end up the way of the B. All right, so a wireless B was around for a long time and then suddenly, almost overnight, disappeared. So,
Okay.
and G has been around for a while. So everything's moving into N. Everything is now N as far as if you want to be current. So I would get the N one. Seeing the price difference between G and N is not significant right now.
That's what I was seeing, right. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks for the call.
Don't hospitals still use A and B?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest one that they use.
Well, they're using A because they don't want to be in the 2.4 range.
Right, right.
And so they're all up in the 5 gigahertz range.
Right, right.
And a lot of times they're using even higher stuff. They're using, upwards of 7. But they've got their own frequency for that,
right.
Their own bandwidth, and special routers to go along with it.
They're special.
They're special. All right, well, you know, you don't want to cause heart attacks.
Yeah, well.
All right.
How would a Wi-Fi cause a heart attack?
Well,
I got you.
You're not allowed to even turn on your cell phone in the hospital.
Yeah.
All right, so don't.
This is true. Yeah. No, I understand now.
Man,
I didn't think about it.
You're argumentative.
Hey, stop
I'm telling you. Let's talk to Jerry. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm getting there. How can I help you?
Hey, I've always used Internet Explorer.
Okay.
And I've got a Windows 7 machine. And all of a sudden, I can't get to about 60% of my web pages.
What kind of error message do you get?
It just comes up, Internet Explorer cannot display this web page.
And what kind of antivirus do you have?
Avast, the paid version.
I'm wondering if he updated IE9.
That might be it. Yeah, which version of IE are you using? Are you in front of it now?
8.
Oh, you are using 8.
Are you sure it's still 8?
I hope so.
Because it did get pushed out recently.
Right, so 9 is pretty easy to upgrade to, even on accident.
Now, I did try to upgrade to 9.
Okay.
And it made no difference. So then I found a website where I could get rid of 9.
You found a website to get rid of 9?
Someplace online, there's, you got to go through a bunch of special stuff in order to get rid of 9.
You should just have to go to the add remove programs to get rid of 9.
Okay.
Well, that concerns me a little bit.
All right, so red flags are going off over here.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you some other questions. Is there anything that is in common between all these websites that you can't get to anymore?
Not that I know of. One of them's my Earthlink email.
Okay.
Another one is a Studebaker truck forum that I get on.
Because already it sounds like to me there is a pattern. These are websites that you have to log into.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So
secured.
Probably security issues.
Right.
All right. So let's just as a test. Are you near the machine?
I can be.
Okay. Make your way over to your machine. One of the things we want to check for, whenever you're having issues where you've got a string of websites that you can't get to, oftentimes it has something to do with security. Like whether they're either sites that you have to log into and it uses SSL security. In some cases, it's not, but we want to check to see if we can find the difference, find out what's going on.
Sometimes it's something as simple as your date and time is wrong.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah. Well,
now, I'll tell you what I did do. I downloaded Google Chrome.
Okay.
And I can get to all the websites fine there.
Okay, so it should not be the date and time then.
Definitely not date and time. All right, so Chrome actually works for you. IE does not.
Right.
Well, speaking of Chrome.
Yes.
Chrome was the only major browser to just... Come on, turn him down.
Yeah.
The only major browser to survive Pwn to Own.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The newest one they just released or their older one?
The newest one.
The newest one?
Right.
Very nice.
In fact, the guy that was supposed to come and hack Google Chrome for everybody.
Right.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Pwn to Own is a conference where all these hacking individuals get together and they reveal exploits that they found in various operating systems and software. It allows them to sort of give direct feedback to the developers to say, go straight to Apple and say, hey, guess what? Safari fails, and
right.
Here's how.
Right.
And so the developers and the like Microsoft and Apple and everybody else involved is paying attention to this. And so they pushed out some updates last week to Chrome, and the guy that was scheduled to come and hack Chrome for the public
mm-hmm.
was a no-show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, scared?
Apparently, he probably got, defeated by the update.
Nice, very nice.
All right, John. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm in front of the computer.
Okay, and so you can get to, like, Google, right?
Google Chrome, yeah.
Well, I mean, in Internet Explorer, you can get to google.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can't get to your mail.
Right.
Right. Can you get to just regular Yahoo?
I didn't try Yahoo, but because I don't have a Yahoo email account.
All right. Who's your mail through? Your webmail?
Earthlink.
Earthlink? Okay. Try going to just earthlink.com.
Okay. I'll try that.
All right. Give it a shot.
What we're looking for, we want to see if the website itself has been blocked or if it's just the login part of it is being blocked.
Right, because there's two ways that this can be happening here, one of which is it is a security problem, where your computer just doesn't know how to switch into the secured mode in Internet Explorer, or you can have like a host problem or something like that. Now, the host problem would also cause problems with Chrome. So I'm leaning towards you've got some type of an SSL state problem or some type of other security issue on the machine.
Okay. I went to earthlink.net and through Google, and it brought up a whole list of stuff. But if I try to go to Earthlink webmail...
All right, but all I want to know is can you get to earthlink.net and Internet Explorer?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so if that functions, all right, click on Tools and then Internet Options at the top of the page there.
Okay.
All right. Inside Internet Options, there is a Content tab.
Yes.
All right. And there should be a button that says Clear SSL State.
Oh, yeah. I did that once, too.
Okay. When?
Right after I started having this problem.
Okay. Well, let's just run through it one more time just to be sure. Now, on the Connection tab, I want you to go to Connections and then look for the LAN Settings button. And once you're there, hang out. We'll pick you back up after the break, and we'll see if we can help you out.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for holding, and thanks for giving us a call. If you want to be part of the show, 751-1041. We'll see what we can do to help you out with whatever computer issue you're having. This is the Computer Guru Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM. Show. My name's Mike here to deal with your technology needs and treat you like a real person in the process. We've got Jerry on the line here. Welcome back, Jerry. Are you still there? I think Jerry might have fallen asleep.
You put us on hold.
It's entirely possible. Let's find out. Jerry?
Yes.
Okay. So you should be at the Connections tab, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. And in the LAN Settings button below that, is there anything checkmarked?
No.
Okay, guys. Zero check marks in there.
All right.
And when you go to these pages that you can't see, what error code does it give you back? Because there should be a number associated with the can't display this web page.
All it says is Internet Explorer cannot display the web page, what you can try, diagnose connection problems, and more information.
And no three-digit code, usually starting with a 5 in there
nope.
Somewhere?
No okay. Code.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I would say that your first thing that we're going to start with is... it's going to end up being like a antivirus issue. So, okay, now you have the paid version of Avast, right?
Yes.
And is it the suite with the internet security built into it also?
Jeez, I think so.
Okay.
It's the one for $19.95 a year. I thought it was cheap enough, so I went ahead and did the paid version.
It is cheap enough, that's for sure. But I think that's probably where your problem is going to lie here. And unfortunately, just disabling the antivirus won't give us an accurate test. The only way to really get an accurate test to see if that's interfering with you browsing web pages is to uninstall the antivirus and then try it. So, if that's the case, here's what I would suggest. Uninstall the antivirus, because you still have your key file that you downloaded from Avast, right?
I hope so.
And they sent it to you in email, so hopefully you still have it.
Yeah.
And so, uninstall Avast. Make sure you have your key first. And then reboot the machine and see if you can browse. If you can, then go ahead and reinstall Avast, and it should work. What probably happened is one of the recent updates may have, broken the compatibility between them, and reinstalling the antivirus will fix it.
Okay.
So give that a shot, and let me know what happens.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Real quick, I gotta tell you, this whole Charlie Sheen thing going on. For those people who are tired of hearing about Charlie Sheen, there's actually something out there for you. If you're using Chrome or Firefox, there's a plugin you can download and put it in there, and it will effectively block Charlie Sheen from any search results. If Wikipedia comes up, if you Wikipedia Charlie Sheen, it blocks his name, his picture, everything.
You could just put minus Charlie Sheen.
I understand that, but this actually was developed by a guy who also made the shaved Bieber. Which is the same thing to get rid of blocking the Bieber fever thing, and then the X blocker. So it's pretty cool. I mean, I would never use it.
You guys got too much time on his hands.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we had somebody with an iPad topic, I think.
Oh, we lost him?
He's gone. Oh. He's no longer there, so we won't answer that call.
Call back.
He had a question that I remember, because he actually asked me the question. I was like, I have no idea.
Go, what is the question?
He was wondering if you can use, if the iPad had the same capabilities as a phone, like you could actually make phone calls on it.
Oh,
well, there are hacks to make that work.
Or services.
And some services.
Right? Or you can use FaceTime.
Or you can use FaceTime or Skype.
Or Skype. That's why I said services would be Skype.
So, yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Can you effectively use it as a cell phone? Probably not.
Not really.
No, no. But if you want to use it in conjunction with a cell phone, yes, it will definitely do it.
In conjunction?
Whatever.
Okay.
Stop correcting me.
Well, yeah, start speaking properly.
I'll just stop speaking.
I like that option.
Quiet you.
you got to talk good.
Talk good.
If you'd like to be part of the show, 751-1041. We'd love to talk with you. What else is going on in the news today?
I don't know. Tell me what's going on.
All right. So
it's Apple. That's all I know about.
Lots of Apple. Right. And of course, you know, now there's a bunch of head-to-head comparisons between the Motorola Zoom, you know, now that more people can get their hands directly on them and compare the two. And the Zoom still stacks up pretty well.
I don't know. I think these guys are all too late to the game.
They're
all way too late to the party.
I don't think so.
Okay, man, a Zoom. The cheapest one you can buy is, what, $700?
Right.
How is anybody even going to think about buying one of those?
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
You think that there's already a bunch of them sold.
Right, bunch. Okay, Apple predictably sold, they released the numbers, 500,000 iPad 2s yesterday. 500,000. Right. That's 200,000 more than they did opening day last year.
And that was only, it was only because they didn't have enough.
Right. I bet you the Zune, I mean, I don't even look at the numbers, but I bet you the Zune has sold less than 100,000 in total. There is no way that you can even call them competitive.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so here's something we can talk about. That you hear a lot about the post-PC era.
Right.
Like the PC is dead. And I disagree.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I don't think that it's, you know, a lot of people are being like, yeah, PCs are so passe. All right, it's all about tablets now.
Right.
And the thing is that what's going to happen is that the tablets, as they get more powerful and more complex, are just going to absorb the roles that the PCs currently hold. All right, like, for instance, on the iPad 2, and you can do movie editing, right?
Right.
All right, so it's absorbing that role. And at some point, the tablets will just become the PCs. They'll be different PCs, but they're still personal computers, right?
Well, by definition, yes.
Right. And so I don't like the notion, right, that the tablets are going to replace your desktop, because they're not. Although that phone that plugs into the monitor and keyboard is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that advertisement. That was a Motorola or something. I've seen that advertisement. I'm like, but really, how good does that work? I mean,
if they can stick a dual core processor in one of these, it's better than a netbook.
Well, yeah, you know, that's what really bugs me. I hear some other tech shows that I listen to throughout the week, you know, try and tell people, well, why don't you just save your money and spend $200 on a netbook? I'm like, because I want it to work.
Right.
I mean, netbooks, in my opinion, in my professional opinion, and we've been messing with them for years, are absolute garbage.
Some of them, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, well, you can get a netbook with 120 gigs. Yeah, but you can't do anything with 120 gigs. I mean, they're just, to me, not very effective.
Well, like the netbook I have, right? It's a Dell 13. Right, that's a netbook.
Right.
Right, because it doesn't have a CD-ROM drive.
Technically, yeah, I guess that is considered a netbook.
And it's sort of in between the laptop and standard netbook.
I don't classify that one as a netbook.
It's
a full 15.4-inch screen. The only thing that's lacking is a CD drive.
Right. And it's a non-removable battery.
I mean, in that case, the first netbook was available 20 years ago then, because they didn't have CD drives 20 years ago. So, I mean,
that is not a valid argument.
Well, I mean, that's your argument. You're saying because it doesn't have a CD drive, it's a netbook.
By today's standards, it is a netbook.
Yeah, okay.
20 years ago.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean. Gosh.
That means that your car is a netbook because it doesn't have a CD
drive. My car is a CD drive. It does.
A working?
You don't know, yes.
Okay, just checking.
Talking about my car.
Does that make my car a netbook?
Crystal's. No, your car is a Commodore 64.
I don't even know what that means.
Exactly.
You know what? One of these days, Crystal, you're going to have to put on a fundraiser for you, like PBS for you.
Be like, so I can get a new top for my car?
Buy Crystal something to make her car look like a car.
Although, in the summertime, I'm sure it's great because it's a convertible.
Oh, well, Well,
it's down right now. I know. I saw.
My car looks so much better when the top's down. It doesn't look ghetto at all. It just looks old.
In the winter, her car sort of looks like a Fred Flintstone mobile.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got the...
It's very true.
these ragged top on there. And, oh, yeah.
I'm missing the back window, and there's a giant hole in the side.
Wow.
She's got her feet down under there. Making the car go.
We should have Captain Kirk start a fundraiser for her.
Yes. Yeah, the Hello Crystal.
Hello Crystal.
Yeah, he can start your fundraiser.
It's been a while since we've heard from him.
Give me the Hello Crystal fundraiser.
There you go.
That's right. So if you want to be part of the show, 751-1041. We'll take a quick break. And when we get back from that, well, we're going to talk about some different stuff because I'm kind of burnt out on the Apple stuff already.
Yeah, me too.
All right. This is the Computer Guru Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM. Welcome back to the Computer Guru Show. My name is Mike, here to deal with your technology needs and treat you like a real person in the process. Give us a call, 751-1041. 751-1041.
So did you hear that USB 3.0 and ESAT and all that stuff's old news?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going away.
Yeah, what's already the new stuff?
What is it? Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt, huh?
Yes. Yeah. I love that name.
What is it, named by a six-year-old? Come on.
Apparently. This is Intel's technology.
Oh, okay. So it was named by a six-year-old.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, so apparently it's supposed to be really, really fast, and it's going to outdate the 3.0, outdated as far as EM as well.
It never really caught on anyway. No. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's take some phone calls here. First, let's talk to you, Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hello there.
You're on the radio. Talk.
Okay.
How's it going, Alan?
Well, you guys broke up there on me.
We broke up, right.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
What's it make my car that has an 8-track player in it?
Well,
you know what? I was just making fun of that earlier.
Yeah, he probably does have an 8-track player.
Yeah, well, I was telling Crystal over here that they used to make cars years ago with record players in them.
Well, if you look hard enough.
So what are you calling about today, Alan?
He just wants to be, you know, trolled about how old he is.
Oh, is this trolling?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for trolling, Alan. See you next week.
Bye. For you guys who don't know, Alan comes down to the shop and volunteers with us, so he's a good guy.
Yeah, and the guys are always, teasing him about how old he is.
Call him the old man.
Right, they'll ask him, you know, stuff like when the wheel was invented, how did you guys get around? Alan's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Bill. Bill, are you present?
Yes, Bill is here.
How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I have a desktop Windows 7 64-bit, and I'm unable to use the Adobe Flash because there's nothing yet ready to handle the 64-bit that I know of. So I tried it on installing Mozilla.
Right.
Is that right? And it still doesn't work.
Right, because the 64-bit Flash has got some issues.
Yeah,
now, okay. You can always run the 32-bit version of Internet Explorer.
Which
will allow you to install the 32-bit version of Flash.
Okay, how do I get to that 32-bit of Internet Explorer?
Click on Start and All Programs, and it'll be in the list. It'll say Internet Explorer 32-bit.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
The simple ones are always fun.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah.
Love the ones we can solve.
But I'll certainly give it a shot.
All right, give it a shot, and you let me know how it works out for you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. Yep, luckily, if you have a 64-bit operating system, you have 7.
Microsoft actually thought ahead on this
one. Right, they said, well, not everything's going to work in 64-bit, so let's give them the option to run the 32-bit version also. So if you're having issues with the 64-bit version of Flash, which some people do,
yep.
The way to get around it is... Well, run the 32-bit version browser. Now, it comes down to it, that's all Adobe's fault.
Yes. It's always Adobe's fault.
Well, and a lot of times it is.
Yeah,
and in
yeah.
this case, it's definitely their fault. It's their problem that their particular add-in for Internet Explorer does not work under 64-bit properly. In
right.
some cases, it works fine. Right? We've seen machines that we put it on there, and it works beautifully. A lot of people have problems with the 64-bit side of things as far as Flash is concerned. And Adobe needs to get off their butt and fix it, is really what it comes down to. It's been like that for like 5 months.
Oh, yeah.
So they need to sort of get on that and resolve the problem. Because to me, it doesn't seem like a terribly difficult fix. But, you know, I'm no developer.
Well, yeah, we don't know what all is all involved in that. But, yeah, a lot of people don't understand all these little problems that you might, you know, like years ago with Vista. You know, my printers won't work with Vista. You know, those aren't Microsoft issues. Those aren't issues that Microsoft created. Those are problems that Hewlett-Packard or Lexmark or whoever decided not to address.
Right.
So
it's laziness on the part of the peripheral.
Right, exactly.
All right, so let's talk about crazy for a second.
Okay, crazy who? Charlie Sheen?
Crazy. No, not crazy.
She was ready. She missed it.
Oh, she wasn't fast enough. All right. So.
Go ahead.
But she's working. All right, so SETI has released an app for your phone to help, you know, so you can help them search for aliens.
Search for aliens. So right. It is Charlie Sheen. There you go.
Yeah, so she's on it now.
Yeah.
So that's not really the crazy part. The SETI part really isn't the crazy part.
All right,
because...
That's not crazy?
Sure, looking for aliens is a little bit crazy.
All right.
However, or a little bit fun, depending on how you look at it.
Or crazy. So if you... the crazy part to me is, why would you install an app on your phone that's going to further decrease your battery life?
Well, you know, that's just like the app Crystal was talking about a couple of weeks ago about fighting ghosts.
Are you making fun of my ghost hunting app?
Yeah, see?
It has an EMF detector on it.
Yeah, see?
Has a ghost box.
Crazy.
Winning.
Yeah, she's winning.
I am winning because I'm fighting ghosts.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Donna's blood over there, too?
Gosh. She's a little nuts. All right. 751-1041 if you want to be part of the show. Oh, man, that's... I mean, the SETI thing is kind of cool, and I'll tell you what I like about it. I like the premise of the shared computing, right, as far as the bunches of computers all teaming together to do one thing,
right,
to process little bits of the information and become, in effect, the world's largest supercomputer.
Well, like that screensaver that I use. You use it,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's actually really cool, and, it, you know, PlayStation is even doing it now, too, so where you can actually use your PlayStation when it's not in use to do other things.
Right. It's called Electric Sheep.
Well, that's the screensaver, yeah.
Right. And what it does is it generates fractals, and then they all share, and it's kind of interesting.
Until you've seen fractals actually imaged, oh, yes, they're beautiful.
So I like the idea of the shared computing platform.
Right.
I mean, I think that's very cool.
It's the way of the future, I think.
Don't necessarily know that spending the extra cycles on SETI is really the way to effectively use those.
Right.
There's a couple of others out there where you can also use your computer to team up to cure cancer.
See, now that's a good use.
That one I'm
like
down
that.
For.
Yes.
Right. That's pretty cool. And a lot of the newer ones are now utilizing unused GPU cycles. So they're much, much faster.
Wow, they're using GPU as well.
Right.
That's nice.
So if you're interested in that type of stuff, I'll add some of that stuff to the website so you guys can see some of that. It's very cool stuff. And especially if you're one of those people that leaves your computer on all the time, you know, right. Then while your computer's having downtime, while you're not in front of it, whenever the screensaver is active, it's going to participate in whatever project you decide to use.
Right.
All right, so there's one to cure cancer. There's one for the fight to cure AIDS. There's SETI, of course. I'm sure there's something for ghost hunters out there. I mean, that would just be ridiculous. But
you know, you don't even know. You can't. You don't know about ghost hunting and ghosts. And you're just being mean.
I don't necessarily need to know about ghost hunting. You got to have a belief in it first, right?
Well, just because you don't believe in something doesn't make it not real. Wait. That came out totally wrong.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. 751-1041 if you want to be part of the show.
Yeah. So we did our first class last week.
We did do the first class last week.
I think it was pretty epic.
It was
winning.
It was epic winning.
It was. So it went really well. We got a lot of people showed up, a lot of good feedback. And
some decent feedback. We're not doing that one this weekend.
No. Mike decided to take a weekend off.
Right. Well, you know, it's daughter weekend.
Yeah, well, that's a good excuse. That is actually
spend
a good
time
excuse.
With the daughter.
Yes.
But
next week,
yes.
Right.
We're doing online safety. So if you want to be safe online and know that you're safe online as far as how to purchase things online, how to deal with like online disputes,
right.
How to make sure that you're not giving your information to people who shouldn't have it.
Right.
So all that type of stuff. So we're going to make sure that you know how to recognize that you're safe online and how to become safe if you're not doing it right.
With the absolutely. We'll do open forum at the end.
Right.
Just like we did last week, and we had people stick around for a good half hour, 45 minutes last week.
Right.
With the, just talking, you know, asking general questions.
Right. So that's going to be next Saturday. And then the following Saturday after that, and every Saturday henceforth, is just going to be open forum after the show.
Oh, really?
Right. Very cool. We're going to do open forum after the show, and those are going to be free. You can just come down after the show and hang out, and we'll answer questions for, you know, a couple hours.
Okay.
Until I get tired.
Right.
And decide that I don't want to talk anymore, and I kick everybody out. No. And then we're going to do classes on Sundays after that to try to free up some time, because some people have some scheduling conflicts with Saturdays, we realized.
Right.
So I want to make sure that, you know, we can be as flexible in the schedule as possible.
Right.
And then the goal is if we can fill up a couple of Sunday classes, we'll start offering midweek classes. So we'll want to know what your availability is. So if you have any interest in the radio stuff, or the classroom stuff, send us an email, radio@azcomputerguru.com, and we'll get you on the list. It'll be fun.
Very cool. I'm excited.
You'll learn stuff.
You'll be learned.
Right. And we've got one scheduled for it's not official on the books yet, as far as I can't, haven't been able to cement it down with the people we'll be working with, but we're going to do a child safety course, how to keep your kids safe online, and actually show you how this stuff works, and show you how, the ways that kids try to circumvent them, and make sure that you understand what's going on with your kids online.
That's really cool.
So I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Jackie, actually, and have her come down, too.
You know, we have a new apprentice down at the shop who's in that age bracket. Maybe he can show us some tricks of how he and his friends would get around it.
Oh, well, that would be interesting.
It would be interesting.
We'll see how that goes. If you want to be part of the show, 751-1041, we'd love to talk with you and deal with your computer issues, get you all straightened out.
Stuff and things.
We're closing out the first hour of the Computer Guru Show, but we'll be back right after the news to make sure that we can help you out with all of your technology needs and make sure that you're treated like a human, a real person.
Not a Cylon.
I'm a real boy.
Not a Cylon?
Not a Cylon. Yeah. Randall in this Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah. Big. I'm hooked on it.
All right. This is the Computer Guru Show. We'll be right back.